Senator, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Happy to be with you, Chris.
What's the biggest reason you got behind this bill?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Chris, but I'm a family nurse practitioner. I've been one for 38 years. So I understand this issue from the health side as well as from the policy side.
This bill was known as Sully's Law, a name for Solomon Sully Wynne. Do you have a bit of a backstory on the story there?
Actually, I don't. I know that the House sponsor, Donnie Loftus, is very familiar with it, but I am not.
This bill, 21, the right age, according to the bill, to purchase these products, these tobacco and vaping products. Why, in your mind, is 21 the right age that we should be setting the age limit?
Well, for one thing, it has to do about brain development. Children's brains aren't fully developed until age 21. But what we also know is that kids who get addicted to nicotine at young ages are much more likely to use other dangerous drugs. We know that vaping is associated with a huge increase and anxiety and depression, which is already a problem in this age group. And teachers, principals, and school resource officers just have no way to control this.
If North Carolina, with the age limit now being 18, is that in line with federal regulations?
No, federal regulations have been 21 for some time. And North Carolina is in danger of losing 10% of our mental health and substance abuse federal block grant money if we don't get into compliance with this.
Why has North Carolina not been compliant to this point?
Well, this is a tough nut to crack.
Sure.
I will say that this bill is an attempt to really level the playing field because there are legitimate play-by-the-rules resellers out there who really don't want to sell to children. And if they want to do this, the health advocates want to do this, and many policymakers want to do this. So it's just time to bring us in line with the feds.
To that end, how do you get other lawmakers and tobacco companies and just everybody on board with this bill?
Yeah, great question. Well, one of the things is kind of what you mentioned before. This is named after a young man who lost his life because of vaping. And I think for the policymakers, the legislators that I know downtown, when you put a story with something like this, you make it a very compelling issue. There are children and families in every legislator's district who have experienced and are experiencing problems with this. And I think if we can help connect those constituents with their members, we can certainly get the majority votes we need to pass this bill.
Can you put a number on it, Senator, of how big of a problem this is among teens, just tobacco use and vaping in general?
Yes, we know. Well, what we know is that there are at least, now this is by the Attorney General's mm-hmm. office, at least 11,000 unlicensed vape shops in our state. It's a massive problem.
Sure.
I
am curious, are there other things that we can do to regulate or even in the school system to maybe cut down on the peer pressure, cut down on these habits developing for these young people?
Well, that's a great question. No, I don't know. I think that's a great question for school leaders who are dealing with this every day. When I try to solve a problem, I talk to the people who are facing that problem every day. And if you have a question about how to handle this in schools, you need to talk to school people.
Good point. Senator, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I think this would be a great time to contact your House and Senate members and tell them that you will support them to vote yes on this bill, because everybody wants to know that they are doing what is in the best interest of their constituents and that it's on their constituents' radar. So I'd encourage everyone to drop an email or a call to your local House and Senate member and tell them you support them to vote yes on this bill.
Wake County Senator Gail Adcock. Senator, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we can visit again sometime soon.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. You too.